12th season. How different does this one feel? Sorry.
It's really different. I mean, I can be up here all day talking about, you know, the changes. You know, when Jack was here, when I got drafted in 06, just from a training camp point of view, you know, our days would be long days, short nights, here till 9:30. It's the same kind of thing, but now we're up a little earlier now. Like, we're up even earlier this time around. So I think it's going to be super challenging for everybody, but I also think that this is going to be like our war scars. You know, I think it's important that we lean on each other. I think that the way it's set up, that the coaches are going to put a lot of pressure on us to do well. So, you know, it's one of those things that you got to go through it, and, you know, coming out of this thing, we should be stronger and better for it.
Mercedes, you're the last link to that 07 team here, the last team that had a winning record playoffs. Does it seem like a decade's gone by since then? And how, you know, do you feel they're close to maybe?
I was just talking to somebody yesterday about just, you know, if we're talking just talent first, we might have the most talent that I've ever been around, top to bottom. I think that, you know, that 07 team, we have some guys that could do some good things on offense, but remember, we had a ridiculous running game. You know, so we leaned on the running game. Our play action game was solid. You know, Dave didn't have to do too much, and we were able to do some good things because our defense was stout in the front. You know, safeties had some good corners, but now I feel like we have that, right? Our defense, we plugged some holes up on offense. You know, the backfield is as stout as you can get. You know, we have some guys that can really do some really good things on the outside. You know, a couple pieces now on the O-line. I feel like Blake is going to have another breakout year this year. So we got a chance to do some good things. It's hard for me to stand up here and make predictions. I don't really like doing that. You know, but I think, you know, come that first game, we're going to have our best product within the last decade on that field.
Do you feel like your career will be complete if you get this team back to that level again? One of the things that'll help you complete your career.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, that's huge for me. And part of, you know, anybody that knows me, I'm pretty internally motivated. Like, I don't, outside stuff never bothered me. You know, I'm in my 12th year. You know, I had 2 or 3 years that I would like to have back. But I don't really, that doesn't really motivate me to be here. I'm healthy. I love being in there with the guys. And I still love, when I wake up, I still love the game, you know. So I don't think it's going to really make or break my career. But I would love to be a part of the team that gets us to where we should be. And we haven't won in a long time here, so. I'm looking forward to that.
Will Leonard Fournette be able to set the physical tone for this team?
I hope so. He's such a – it's weird when you see a guy like that big, you know, and that fast and all of that, you think that he's going to make a difference like when the pads come on and not really counting on him doing too much or looking good in shorts. Man, the first time I seen him in shorts and I seen him, like, break through the line and his footwork and all of that stuff. I'm like, wow, like, he's fast. He has good vision. He has good feet. So I'm just looking forward to him going in there and doing him, you know. And I think for what we have on offense now, everybody be able to compliment each other the right way and, you know, just do what we got to do.
With that said, how important is it at the tight end position blocking to open up holes for the running backs and improve this running game?
I mean, that's huge. It's been huge since I've been here. You know what I mean? Like, from that standpoint, you have to be a complete tight end to play in this offense. To play down here in Jacksonville is grueling. And you'll get shocked if you're not used to it. And, you know, fortunately, when I got here, there were questions about, oh, is he going to be able to block? And he's at UCLA, caught a lot of passes. But my first 4 years were blocking. You know what I mean? And it's kind of molded me into what I am now and being able to do everything. And, you know, it's going to be important. It's going to be important for everybody to be doing their job to the best of their ability.
As we're talking, you've seen a lot of players come and go through that locker room. How concerned are you about Dante, and can you do anything to help as a guy who's been around for a while?
Man, I think that, you know, obviously, you know, Dante has his own personal things, and everybody has their own personal things that they go through. I think that if he's open to it and willing to be receptive to constructive criticism and get help, it's okay. You know, I think that everybody has their own unique situation. And with all the resources that we're given here, I think he should take advantage of it, and I know he will. I know that he wants to be great, but want to is only half the battle. You got to put in the work to do it in anything. So, you know, I think he knows that we have his back. So whatever, you know, that we can do as a team or as teammates or whatever, you know, we want to do, we can help him too.
Do you feel like with Coach Marone's philosophy, it's, it seems like it's just a tough coach and guys need to get tougher and physical? Do you think that's what this team needed more, preaching that philosophy that you can be physical, you got to have a demand in practice?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, to play this game, you have to be mentally tough and physically tough, right? So, you know, depending on what coach you have, you know, being physically tough will be an emphasis, but certain coaches, like, that's what they hang their hat on, right? And I know that that's what Coach Marone hangs his hat on. And I know that we probably could have used that, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago too, you know, with the young team that we have, kind of setting the tone, letting them know, like, yo, this is what it's going to be. Adapt, adjust, or be out, you know? And I think that's the mentality. And, you know, it's going to take some of the veteran guys, you know, really getting that message across. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're out there on the field playing. The coaches aren't. You know, like for me, I know for me, I mean, I've had two GMs, two owners, like five head coaches, right? So at some point, it's going to be a lot of, you know what I mean? Just a lot of coaching going on. Like, I have so much in my mind that now my mind, like, automatically cuts right to the meat and potatoes, right? No French pastry. I don't care about all the other stuff. It goes right to the point. I want to win, right? So whatever it's going to take to win games, that's what I'll do. It doesn't matter if we're in camp from 5:30 to 9:30 and we're in passive. I don't really care about that. I just want to win. If that's what it's going to take for us to all be on the same page and build that camaraderie and be tough and win games, then it is what it is. You know, and it's going to take people like that with mindsets like that for us to get there and, you know, help and bring somebody else along.
Of all your career accolades, what is the Stylish 50 ranking?
I mean, if you know me, I'm – fashion, that's one of my passions. I care about how I look. I feel like, you know, how you present yourself outside. It's like a job interview every time you're walking around. So when somebody sees you and they're like, hey, man, what is this? Or how you do this? Or you look good. I think it's impressive. Last year I was like 30-something, and then this year I climbed to 20. So next year I'll probably break in that top 15.
You got to have some prime time
here. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man. Styling out here.
Following up on Dante, do you, as a 12-year veteran, feel compelled to actually go up to him and talk to him, or do you wait until he asks you?
Well, to answer that, it's a touchy situation, you know what I mean? It's almost like if I was a fighter and I lost a fight, right, and one of my best friends didn't want to come up to me and kind of, like, console me right away. Like, that just happened. Right, it just came out. I'm just going to let him do his thing, handle it the way he wants to handle it, let him know that I'm there for him. And, you know, he normally comes up to me and, you know, starts conversation. I can tell that he's one of those guys that has, like, you can tell that he wants help and wants direction but doesn't know how to, like, quite get through. So you have to, like, pull it out of him. But, he, you know, he's a special guy, and, you know, I want him to be better. So, you know, he knows that he has, you know, my help if he ever needs it.